Blog Talk Radio.
My Jesus knows when I am lonely. He knows each pain. He sees each tear. He understands.
Welcome to the Gospel Hour plus Elvis. So I thought we'd start it out with Elvis. We have some absolutely fantastic music for you today. And this is the TCB Network, and we're going to TCB. And we've even got a special coming this show, so hang on for that. There are so many things that have been going through my head that, you know, whatever falls out, be prepared. But just so many things. And that song is part of it. It's that we always try to take control. We always try to do it ourselves. This is what I need. This is what I want. And we step out and try to do it. And, you know, the Father knows we need. We're not going to necessarily get everything we want, but we'll get what we need. We need to understand that so that when things don't go exactly the way we want them to, it's okay. We understand why. And that is sometimes a problem for us as human beings. But we needn't worry about it. We needn't be so concerned because it's all going to be taken care of. You know what I mean? It's just all going to be taken care of. And with that in mind, I'm going to play a song by the Petersons. And it's called I Know Who Holds Tomorrow.
I don't know about tomorrow. I just believe. I don't worry or the future, for I know what Jesus said, and today I'll walk beside Him, for He knows what lies ahead. Many fears every cloud is silver light. Well, there the sun is always shining, and there no tear will dim the eye. At the ending of the rainbow, where the mountains touch the sky, many things about tomorrow I don't see.
Everything around us, we need to realize we can't. But the Father's right there to hold our hand and walk with us through whatever comes along that we may have to walk through. And I had John ask me a question today that no one's asked me for quite a long time. And he asked me that if Jesus should come tonight, would I be there? And I am very, very thankful that I was able to answer yes, I will be. How would each one of you answer that question? If you can't say yes or you're not sure, you need to do something about that. And you know how. It's not like you haven't heard how before. So with that in mind, I'm going to play Elvis with Where No One Stands Alone.
Once I stood in the night with my head bowed low, in the darkness as black as could be, and my heart felt alone, and I cried, oh, don't hide your face from me. Like a king I may live in a palace so tall, with great riches to call my own, but I don't no thing in this whole wide world that's worse than being alone. Hold my hand all the way, every hour, every day.
Stand where no one stands.
stands alone when God is holding them. He's always got our hand, or he's carrying us. Always. When we are his, we are never alone. And he always has someone there to love and be loved by. There's always, always someone. We are never alone when we are with the Father. We need to remember that. It's hard for us to remember as humans because things that happen around us, things we have to take care of in our daily lives, always seem to get in the way of us remembering the most important thing, and that is to be God's child, to try to do what he would have us do. Now, we don't always do that, but he gives us the freedom to make those mistakes and still forgives us for those. And he gives us the opportunity to love. The greatest of these is love. Man, guys, don't ever forget that. Don't ever forget that. That is so important. So important. And considering that this is where we're going with this, John sent me a song, and Alan Jackson sings this, and it's an old hymn, When the Roll is Called Up Yonder.
When the trumpet of the Lord shall sound, and time shall be no more, and the morning breaks eternal bright and fair, when the saved of earth shall gather over on the other shore, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there.
When the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there.
When the roll
is called up yonder, I'll be there.
When the roll
is called up yonder.
When the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. That bright and cloudless morning, when the dead in Christ shall rise, and the glory of his resurrection share, when his chosen ones shall gather to their home beyond the skies, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there.
When the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there.
When the roll
is called up yonder, I'll be there.
Called up yonder, when the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there.
I will be, and I hope each one of you can answer in the affirmative as well, because then whatever's going on is just something to handle, something to get through, because the ending is good. Whatever, whenever, you know. And something that I have thought about recently, I was talking with my friend Friday, is the devastating, literally devastating storms that have gone through Iowa and Ohio have taken out so many crops that are needed to feed livestock and people as well. Consider it. I am beginning to deal with that, you know, because who knows what hardship that might cause. We may have a year or 2 years to get through before things get back to normal food-wise. If other places can pick up the slack, we're fine, but we won't know that for a while yet. It seems that everything through that area is gone, including many homes, many farms. It's like someone came along with a huge plow and just dug it all up and swept it away. So, you know, consider that, because it may affect us and our food supplies. We need to be prepared for that. And I'm not saying hoard stuff. I'm saying be prepared, okay? So that you can get through it in a good way without causing anyone else any hardships. But just know it could be a little tough for a while, you know? And I have a request, and this is a good song right now as well. This is a request from Anne. She sent this to me today. It's Elvis singing We Call on Him.
Whenever storm clouds gather, we call on Him to light our darkest day. Why must it be that only when and hopes are dim, we call on Him? Why don't we call on Him before we lose our way? To count our blessings and thank Him while we may. We call on Him when no one else will answer. We ask of Him a reason to go on. When our cup of joy becomes a cup of sorrow, filled to the brim, we call on Him. Why don't we call on Him before we lose our way? To count our blessings and thank Him while we may.
Yes, and know that we need to thank Him for all of our blessings every day. While we can. You know, we don't know what's going to happen each day. There could come a day when all of a sudden something happens and we're not able to thank Him anymore. Maybe the world blew up. Maybe we died of a heart attack or a stroke or whatever, a car accident. Things happen that we don't know are going to happen. So thank God for what you have while you can. He counts it. He loves us for doing it. And it's good for our hearts as well. It helps with our peace and calm. You know, and just know that even though sometimes it feels like it, we are never alone. Never, ever alone, especially with the internet. I mean, if you need to be in contact with a person, send them a message. They're there. It might take a little bit, but they're there. And it's great. And just imagine holding hands with that person if you can't be with them. The imagination is a wonderful thing, people. Use it, but use it for good. Use it for calm. Use it for the soothing of your soul with what God gives us. Hey, you know what? Get out your Bible. If you've got a Bible, get out your Bible. Because there is peace within those pages. There is comfort. There is teaching. There is guidance. And if you don't have a Bible, then get your little hiney out and get one. They aren't expensive. And you should have the Word of God in your home. So, and there are many translations. Some are better than others. But if you can't understand King James, which I know is very difficult, there's a new translation. New language version. That's much easier to understand, but it is still pretty true to what the word is supposed to be. You need God's word with you. You need it in your home. And when you've got trouble or you've got disquiet in your soul, you need to get God's word out and look at it, because the answer is in there. And get one with a concordance. If you don't know where to find something, look it up. It's there. I promise you it's there. And if you don't feel able to do that, call on somebody that does know how. They'll help you. They'll help you. You're never alone, kids. You're just never alone. You've got to realize that, because right now, there are many times when each one of us feels alone because of circumstances. But we need to understand that we aren't. And believe me, I'm not saying that I never feel that way, but I do quite often. I feel lonely. I feel alone. I feel abandoned. But there's always one that will not abandon me, and that's the Father. And I have a few very close friends that will never abandon me. They're so close to my heart that they are part of me. They know who they are. You need to count your blessings. And not just count them, but thank the Father for them. Thank the Father for your very best friend, for the closest person to your heart, for someone that makes you happy to talk to them, for someone that makes you laugh. Thank the Father for that, because He's the one that did it. He brought them into your life. He let you find that person. And it's important. It's very important. So keep on trucking, my children. And John sent me another one that this just lets you know where the Father is and what's happening. It's sung by Harry Secombe. And thank you, John. This is beautiful. The Lord is my shepherd.
Ooh. for his own name's sake. Yea, though I walk through death's dark vale, yet will I fear no ill, for Thou art with me, and by rod and staff me comfort still.
Daddy lived his life
another what it takes to get me through. Oh, yeah. Now put your hand in the hand of the man who steals the water. Put your hand in the hand of the man who calms the sea. Take a look at yourself. You can look at others differently. Put your hand in the hand of the man from Galilee.
Sugar pie, it's your turn.
First, I like to do a scripture real fast, and then I'll get into the song if you don't mind.
Oh, no, please do.
Okay, this is from James 1:2. Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
It's all about trials and tests and tribulations, but when we believe and we know that God is watching out for us and we go by the word of God, that he will help us out of any hole, any tunnel, any bad things that we're going through the word.
Yes, and another amen. Yes. That's what I've been saying exactly. Thank you.
You're welcome. Well, this song has been on my mind because I haven't sang it in a very long time. I used to sing it in church all the time. It's actually, Elvis also sings this song, believe it or not. It's an old gospel hymn. It's called Farther Along.
Oh, awesome. Love it.
And it's a cappella, but I hope you guys enjoy it.
Oh, that's cool, honey. Go for it.
Okay.
Tempted and tried, we're all made to wonder why it should be thus all the day long. While there are
There'd be little breaks in it, but it was only for like half a second or so, so it wasn't bad.
Oh. Well,
but that's
all
right.
I hope you all enjoy that. It's just something that's been on my heart lately.
Yeah. But you know what? I got to tell you something, honey. It was beautiful. It really was beautiful. And I just want to tell you that over the last 2-3 years, you have improved tremendously. And I just want to tell you that. Now, it's sounding really good. You're sounding really good,
well,
huh? You did a really
Penny,
good job.
I think the spirit just moved me today. Like I said, it's been on my heart to sing this song. Everybody needs a little bit of a reassurance, you know, a little comfort.
Yes. Yes.
So thank you.
And that song does it. That was a very good choice, and I think it spoke to most everybody if they were listening. And you did
it. It was lovely.
Job. Thank you. Yes.
Really was,
yes.
Shauna.
Thank you all. Appreciate it. Thank you, Miss
Danny.
Oh, you're
lovely.
Welcome, sweetheart. You know I don't mind doing that, especially if you want to sing a gospel song on Gospel Sunday. I can do that.
That's right.
Church. We are a congregation. Yeah. God has brought us together, and this is what we do. We are a real church.
In fact, y'all should call up Jenny's number on a Sunday and testify. Testify how God has helped you. Testify how He has changed your life. Testify, because that's part of it, too.
That would be wonderful. That would really be wonderful. I would enjoy that. And we could set aside, like, 15 minutes or half an hour. I could schedule a 2-hour show, and we could do that. That would be fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
So, hey, anybody that's listening, let's plan on that next Sunday, okay? Next Sunday. You want to testify, I'm going to set aside a half an hour for everybody that wants to tell their story, how they came to God, and what it felt like. That's important.
Share the good
totally
news.
Totally cool.
What part of being a Christian is, you share the good news. Share what God has done for you. Help others realize that through God, anything is possible.
Yep. Honey, that's what I try to do every Sunday. That's I know. That's why I am so thankful that I said yes when I. It took me 3 times. It took you guys asking 3 times before I said yes to this, but I am so, so thankful that I did.
No, I kind of twisted her arm a little bit, everybody. I told her, hey, come on, do this. Come on, you love it.
Well, I'm glad she did.
But I do. It gives me a chance to put things through that I have learned over the years, to let people hear how important it is to have the Father in your life and to realize that Jesus is his Son, and it's because of Jesus that we have hope for eternal life. And without all of that, without knowing that, you can't take it into your heart. You can't ask the Father to take over your life if you don't know that. And this is an avenue to where I get to do that. I get to testify to that truth every week, and I am very, very thankful. So I thank you and John for asking me to do this. Without that, I never would have done it.
I had a feeling that you would find another niche and you would get it done. That's why. I knew that you would do the job really well, because I know that
love you
have for our Father, and I know that you can get a message out. So
that's one of the gifts God has given me, evidently, so I'm trying to use it. I can talk. I really can talk. Yes, I can talk a blue streak. As these girls know well. Let's sing a really... This is a song that just follows the feeling that Farther Along gave us. This song just kind of brings it all together. It's Sam Robson, the gentleman that does 47,000 different parts all by himself.
Yeah.
This one goes from 1 to 3 parts up to 12 and 15. So it's very interesting, but it's fantastic. Sam Robson doing Oh Happy Day.
Oh.
Oh happy day.
Oh happy day.
Oh happy day.
Oh happy day.
When Jesus washed.
When Jesus washed.
When my Jesus washed.
When Jesus washed.
Mm-hmm.
When Jesus washed.
My sins away.
Oh happy day.
When Jesus
washed. Oh happy day.
Oh happy day.
Oh happy day.
Oh happy day.
When Jesus was,
when Jesus was,
when my Jesus was,
when Jesus was,
when my Jesus was,
when Jesus was,
sins away.
Oh happy day.
Told me how to live, rejoice.
Taught me how
to pray and pray.
And just like that, it's done. But that's one guy from that baritone all the way to that high soprano. I don't think that was even high tenor. I think that was high soprano. That's one dude. Just one dude. I think it's phenomenal. Totally phenomenal.
Yes, it is. It's beautiful.
Oh, it just, things like that are just inspiring. You know, you gotta, you just drink them in, you let them wash over you, you let them fill you up. And it's just fantastic. You can go floating on cloud nine the rest of the week, especially if you get to talk to your friends every day. This is wonderful. It's fantastic. Think about that. Oh, happy day. The day that you become the Father's child in your heart as well as in his reality. Think about that. And Jesus becomes the Savior and your brother. All on the same day. How much better does it get? Wow. I know. You get to hug people you really, really care about. That's even better. No, not better. Just as good. Yeah, okay. That works for me. That, I think that's the hardest part about this whole thing going on, is I can't travel to see the people I care about and hold them. Because that's a big deal with me, to be able to hold people I care about, to tell them how much I care about them, right into their eyes. It's hard for me to not do that. But patience will out. Got to remember that. The Father's got it in hand, and patience will out. So I'll keep that in mind. But just know I'm waiting. I am waiting. And I can do that. How about you guys? You guys remember Hee Haw?
I've heard of it, but I've not seen it.
Oh, my glorious word. You never heard? Oh, honey, you got internet. You got to look up Hee Haw, and I hope you can get it over there. It has got some of the corniest jokes, and they just make you laugh, and it is so awesome. Of course, it hasn't been on TV for about years now, but... Oh, you're missing something, girl. You're missing something. You got to watch Hee Haw. This is what they called the Hee Haw Quartet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And, gosh, it's so good. They had, let's see, Grandpa Jones. And I'm trying to do this from memory because I haven't found it yet. Oh, here it is. They had Grandpa Jones, Tennessee Ernie Ford, who was one of my favorite basses, and Archie Campbell, and Merle Travis. And then they had Roy Clark playing guitar for them on this. Whatever happened to Roy Clark? Oh, my gosh, I'm going to have to look that up. Anyway, this is the Hee Haw Quartet doing Just a Little Talk with Jesus.
Here's Roy Clark, Ernie Ford, Grandpa Jones, Archie Campbell, Merle Travis, and they're going to sing Just a Little Talk with Jesus.
I once was lost in sin, but Jesus took me in. And then a little light from heaven filled my soul. It bathed my heart in love and wrote my name above. And just a little talk with Jesus made me whole. Now let us have a little. let us talk with Jesus.
Let us
tell him all about our troubles.
He will
hear our faintest cry.
And he will
answer by and by.
Now when you
feel a little prayer wheel turning,
then you
know a little fire is burning.
You will find
a little talk with Jesus makes it right.
Sometimes my path seems drear without a ray of cheer, and then a cloud of doubt may hide the light of day. The mists of sin may rise and hide the starry skies, but just a little talk with Jesus clears the way.
Now let us
have a little talk with Jesus.
Let us
tell him all about our troubles.
He will
hear our faintest cry,
and he will
answer by and by.
Now when you
feel a little prayer wheel turning,
then you know
a little fire is burning.
You will
find a little talk with Jesus makes it right.
It makes it
right. I may have doubts and fears, my eyes be filled with tears, but Jesus is a friend who watches day and night. I go to him in prayer, he knows my every care, and just a little talk with Jesus makes it right.
Now let us
have a little talk with Jesus.
Let us
tell him all about our troubles.
He will
hear our faintest cry,
and he will
answer by and by.
Now when you
feel a little prayer wheel turning,
and you
know a little fire is burning,
you will find a little talk with Jesus makes it right.
Now, was that just awesome? And you got a picture. See, this is Hee Haw, okay? So these guys are standing in front of a pile of hay bales.
Oh, yeah.
Dressed in, they're dressed in, I don't know, it's got a striped shirt, one's got a denim shirt, Lord knows, and they're all in coveralls, denim coveralls, farmer coveralls, you know, farmer coveralls. And they're just standing there, just having a great time singing this song. It's fantastic. The only person sitting down is Rick Clark, and he's sitting down because he doesn't have a strap on his guitar. So, but they're all having fun. They love doing this, and it's great. And the rest of the cast is just sitting on the floor in front, just clapping their hands and having a good time. So you gotta look that up. If you've never seen Hee Haw, you gotta be. Oh, you're missing something, girls. You're just missing something. You got to remedy that. do y'all remember the song Life?
No.
Life.
Elvis did it. Elvis did the song Life in 1971. And from the first time I heard it, I've been captured. This is just an absolutely beautiful song about creation. And I'm going to play it now. So here you go.
Somewhere out in empty space, long before the human race, something stirred. A vast and timeless source began. Intelligence was born, and then there was the Word. Powers filled the universe. Matter formed and broke the curse of nothingness. Love became an ageless soul. Nature reached her highest goal and breathed the breath of life. Everlasting life. Alien creatures came from out of sight. Daylight came from in the night, and all was good. Life became a master plan. Love produced a perfect man that understood. the image of the Maker's word, worshipped him with all he had. But then one day, from in the depths an evil seed grew and manufactured greed, changed the way of life. Everlasting life. Oh, the loving power that looked and saw inside the heart of man a flaw began to grow. Well, the fires of hell began to burn, and so he sent his chosen son to let us know that love had surely made us all, and hate would surely make us fall. So from the cross, and he showed the world that dreadful day that love could be the only way, or all is lost of life. Everlasting life, for life is love, and love is life.
Yes. I love that song. It has captured me since the first time I heard it. It's thought provoking. Mm-hmm. And it takes you through it step by step. It's fantastic. I love it. Mm-hmm. It's so totally awesome. All right, I have one now that John brought to me. Oh, 2 or 3 days ago, as a matter of fact. No, I take that back. It was Thursday. Anyway, a while. And it's that Sam Robson again. But this is fantastic. It's Mary, Did You Know? So give this one a listen.
Listen well, because I'm only going to tell the story once. One morning, my room filled with light, and it spoke to me, said that from my womb would come a son, you, named Jesus.
Mary, did you know that your baby boy will one day walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make things new? This child
did you know?
Oh my gosh. How many times do you hear a song end on a minor chord? Oh, whoa. Mm-hmm. And those high notes that you were hearing, that was not a woman. That was him.
Mm-hmm.
How he does that, I have no idea. It's fascinating. It's totally fascinating. And in the video, you watch him do it, and you can tell which of his little squares is doing that high note, because he's picking up his neck to do it. Oh my gosh, it's wow. That's about the most you can say, is just wow. It's amazing. It's amazing. Thank you, John, for showing me Sam Robson. I had no idea he existed. It's great. Got so many songs. You guys are just going to have to suffer through it.
Oh, great, Jenny.
I think you'll be okay, right? All right, Elvis. And this is one that I don't remember ever hearing. It's a short one. It's less than a minute, actually. But you just get caught up in it. You don't care whether it's short or long. You just want to listen. And this is an informal recording, okay? This isn't something that was planned or that they set up in the studio to do. This is an informal recording, which are my favorites, so that's okay. This is I Shall Be Released.
I see my light come shining from the west down to the east. Any day now, any day now, I shall be released. I see my light come shining from the west down to the east. Any day now, any day now, I shall be released. Dylan.
Yeah. And that at the end meant that it's a Bob Dylan song. So, y'all know Bob Dylan, right?
Yeah.
Please say yes. Or we'll need to be dredging up some Bob Dylan to educate you. We can do that. You know we can do that.
You have the technology.
Yes, we have the technology. We have the know-how. The fingers know how to work the keyboard. We can do that. And, all right. This, John sent me this. And it just, it's going to blow you guys away the same way that it did me.
Yeah.
Hi, Susan.
Hi, I'm back.
There you
I'm
go.
I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. That's okay. I've been seeing you here. I just haven't been talking much to you guys because there's just so much going on with so much good music to get out. And I've got a fantastic song now by an 8-year-old. Named Rima. And it is just going to blow your socks off, kids. So take your shoes off so your socks got somewhere to go. This is Hallelujah by an 8-year-old.
I heard there was a secret chord that David played and it pleased the Lord. Care for music, do you? Well, it goes like this: the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, and the major lift. The baffled king composing.
say? What else can you say? Whoa. Yeah. 8 years old.
Awesome.
Oh, man. Oh. And when she hit that bridge, oh, my word. Surprised it didn't explode. Isn't she, at 8 years old, she can sing like that. Oh, my gosh, I want to hear her when she's 20. Wow. Okay, next is Elvis again. And I love it. This is one of my favorite songs to sing in church. I did this as a special more than once. It is no secret. And this is from his earlier years. So, here we go.
The chimes of time ring out. Was that someone you knew? You may have longed for added strength, your courage to renew. Do not be disheartened, for I have.
So true. That's kind of what we've been saying all day today. And we just need to grasp that, hold on to it, and know it for truth. because he don't make it a secret. He wants everybody to know because he wants us to rely on him. He wants us to bring things to him and not try and do it ourselves like spoiled children. I've got another goodie for you kids, and John sent me this one as well. He finds the wonderful, beautiful music. This is a 5-year-old. Well, she was 5 when she sang this. Claire Ryan Crosby and her dad.
Oh, yeah. I know.
Yeah, doing Peace
in
Christ.
She's lovely.
Yes. For 5? Oh, my gosh. That takes 4 minutes, and I've got just about that long left, but I want to say thank you to everybody for coming to church today. It's a wonderful thing to do, wonderful time to spend, not just with each other, but with the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. So very, very important to spend time this way, to gather that peace within, to show others what it's like. And I'm just so thankful that I have this opportunity to talk about it. And basically, I get to testify every week. It's fantastic. I never write down a sermon. It's whatever the Father puts in my head to fall out my mouth is what you get. And it just somehow always fits together with the music. So thank you, John, for being part of that, because the music you send is a very integral part of what the Lord is wanting to do. And I'm just so thankful that I can be a part of it. And to sing us out today, Elvis is going to sing "Take Me Home, Precious Lord."
Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on and stand. I am tired, I am weak, I am worn. Through the storm, through the night, lead me on to light. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home. When my way grows drear, precious Lord, linger near. When my life is almost, hold my hand, lest I fall. Take my hand, precious Lord. take my hand, precious Lord.